On this episode, we're going to be diving into AI. I'm going to be interviewing Sean Quintero, our chief AI officer. We're going to be talking about how to take advantage of all the different AI tools that are available to us, both in business and in personal applications. Hey, what's up, you guys? Jeff Cohn here with another episode of the Team Building Podcast, where we interview top team leaders, broker owners, and thought leaders across North America. Today, I have a very special guest in our Chief Operations Officer. He also serves as our Chief AI Officer, Mr. Sean Q. Welcome to the podcast.
What's up, Jeff? Thanks for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Absolutely. I'm excited to have you here. We just came off of a really successful virtual boot camp in which Sean talked about EOS and AI, and we had so many people reaching out wanting more on AI. I know everyone has heard of ChatGPT. They kind of, I think, got a lot of the fame, but Sean's going to talk today about why not to use ChatGPT and the thousands of AI platforms that are out there. We'll also tease a special project that we are currently working on, AI specific to engaging leads in a CRM, and the future of AI and how it's going to change our lives, not only as agents, but as a civilization. So Sean, why don't you first start off by talking about where you came from?
Yeah, so I got my start in AI about 3.5-4 years ago, and I really got excited by AI because of the conversation around the ethics of AI. How is AI going to transform society? How is it going to replace people within their jobs? How is it going to replace just the common worker, the person you see at the grocery store, the person who's driving the bus? I mean, the Uber driver, literally, how is it going to change everything? And how can we ethically use AI to allow us to become more human, to give us more space in our days and time in our days? And so what happened was OpenAI launched ChatGPT, and it became literally an overnight success. It became the fastest growing software on the planet, the most users on the planet in the history of our species. And now everyone has access to ChatGPT. What happened, though, is people didn't read the privacy policy or the terms of service. And so people were using ChatGPT, and then there were a couple of lawsuits. Companies didn't realize that the data they were giving ChatGPT was accessible to anybody with the right prompt. So they were putting proprietary information in and revealing it essentially to their competitors. So there were some lawsuits, and now there's some litigation, and there are some legislation to try to rein in AI. But what happened was the floodgates got open. So now we have access to literally tens of thousands of AI tools that can do almost anything that you and I can do. And I'll give a couple of examples in today's podcast, but AI literally is the future. Here's the thing. If you're a team leader, if you're a broker, if you're an agent, if you are in a real estate leader, you will not be replaced by AI. What you will be replaced by is a team leader, broker, agent that is using AI. So if you are shying away or resisting the AI conversation, because maybe it's not up to par to what your standard is right now, it will be in 3 months if it's not already today. So my recommendation is lean into the conversation, stop shying away from it, because you absolutely will be replaced by someone upskilling through AI.
Yep. And we will ideate a little bit on the podcast about some fun ways to use AI, how to apply it in your business, how to apply it in your personal life. I want to take everyone back to the World Wide Web. I remember in 1995, I was in eighth grade, and I had a paper I was doing where I needed resources or sources for the paper. And my dad was like, oh, you can use the internet. So of course I was on Yahoo probably, or MSN at the time. And we had dial up. And for those that are too young to know what dial up was, you literally would use your phone line at the house. You didn't have Ethernet, and it would dial into the internet, and it would make a really weird sound like this. How'd I do? And it was awful.
Perfect.
And it was so slow, and it was just the worst experience. And people talked about what the internet might look like. And where I want to draw a parallel is everything that the internet has now become, which has only been here for 25 years and really has been adopted. Like, I got on Facebook in 2004. I mean, that's only 20 years ago. And now look at what everything has become. They are predicting that AI will advance in the next 2 to 3 years. It'll get where we are in 20, 25 years with the World Wide Web, and it'll make 100 times the difference than what the World Wide Web has created for us. 100 times the difference. And so let's get into some of the fun stuff, Sean, of what AI actually is all about, because it's such a buzzword and it gets exhausting. People say, oh, I have AI. I have predictable analytics. I have all these things. Well, what is it? What are some real tangible ways people can use it? Let's start off outside of real estate. What are some ways you see people taking advantage of AI?
Yeah, there's some really cool things with AI. So I want to kind of piggyback off the conversation of like the internet and where is it going to be in 2 to 3 years? If we think about like the Apple Vision glasses and yep. how we are continually creating wearable tech, imagine an AI where you're walking down and it provides all the information you need to your glasses or to your watch. We currently have that. It's called an algorithm. It's called an iOS system. So AI is already integrated into a lot of the work you do. It's only going to continue getting better. Some of the cool things that I use AI for is there's three different types of AI. There's Gen AI. Gen AI is generative AI. It creates on your behalf. So like ChatGPT, you put in a prompt and then that thing gives you a response. It creates an output. It can do text. It can do video. Some of the video I've seen where you upload an image of yourself and then you give it a script and it creates a video for you. Imagine the use case of being able to create a YouTube video without ever having to press record. You just have to upload a video of a photo of yourself and the script of what you want it to say. And then you upload your voice so that it replicates your voice with your tone, with your whispers, with your shouts and excitement. And it literally sounds exactly like you. It's pretty wild. So it generates video and it generates photos with just a simple prompt. And so there's Gen AI. Then there's analytical AI. Analytical AI is where I have a legal document or I have this data and I can pour it into AI and tell the AI to read it, to identify any breaches of contract, to identify any questions I should be exploring with my lawyer. And it'll literally analyze the document or analyze the data and give you relevant information. And then there is a behavioral AI, and that's AI that replicates what you do. So in other words, I have an AI where I haven't posted on my own social media in a long time. My AI does it for me. I haven't responded to a message on Facebook or Instagram in a long time. My AI does it for me in my voice. So it sounds and looks exactly like me, but it reenacts my behavior on social. And so you see a lot of this activity that's happening that like nobody wants to be on their phone on Facebook all day, every day. They want the result of that though, of making the connections, having the client, the lead gen, et cetera. And so you can have an AI behave for you. So a couple other things like specific tools that I use, there's goblin.tools. This is a free AI platform where you give it a big project and it breaks it down, reverse engineers and breaks it down into bite-sized steps. So I use that a lot of, you know, with a lot of the projects I'm doing so that it takes the thinking away. All the thinking I have to do, it takes it away and does it for me. For those of you who are on the spectrum, maybe you are neurodivergent, maybe you are autistic, this really helps break down everyday tasks for you. So goblin.tools. And then there's searchy.wisdom. Searchy.wisdom, what you can do with searchy.wisdom is you simply say, hey, I want to be coached by, anybody that has a lot of content online. Jeff Cohn. I want to be coached by Jeff Cohn. So then what'll happen is it'll take all of the public information from Jeff Cohn and answer as if it were Jeff Cohn. So if I said, I want to build a team just like Jeff Cohn, it will take all of his podcasts, all of his YouTube videos, everything on his website, every blog, and then give you an answer based off of previous data. So searchy.wisdom allows you to get mentored by anyone you know, anybody who has content online. And then there's magi.co. This is my favorite. I recommend using Magi over ChatGPT, and here's why. Magi has built-in security. So the data you give it, they don't share that with anyone, no matter what the prompt is. Whereas with ChatGPT, it is a public platform. So anybody can access the information you're giving it with the right prompt. So Magi is just more secure, magi.co. And then there's a ton of like real estate case studies and AI platforms. But those are some things I use outside of it.
Yeah. So for someone to get started, all those are great links. I know I've been using Magi. I used ChatGPT until I heard all of the challenges that I think people were experiencing on the platform. And Sean, I think you said it great. Like, just start using it. Just go out, test it, ask it questions. You can do so much with it. I think I've used it the most to like have funny stories that I have written about my friends. Like, we got back from a dirt biking trip and I have three friends that are just goofballs. And I asked it to tell a story and I knew little tidbits about each of their lives. So I said, I won't use real names, but I said like, Roger just got divorced and gained 80 pounds and is bald. And Sean just, and I inputted these little funny things And then I said, tell a story about us riding dirt bikes and do it like in 250 words and make it funny. And it did an incredible job. Like everyone was like, how did you do that? Like that was hilarious. And I was like, well, I use ChatGPT for that specific project, but there's so many other ways to use it. Tech, a lot of people are using it tech, like with text. I know Snap has an integration. I think all the platforms now have an AI integration for messaging. So it will use your voice like you were saying before. But the exciting project we have, and there will be more information to come, that we're in beta with a company out of California that's AI specific, is using our voice. And it's a literal voice, the voice you hear right now on the podcast, and then as well as the voice of how I typically would text someone or email someone. And it can replace us. So when you think about a CRM from a lead conversion standpoint, we obviously use auto email, auto text message, drip email, that type of thing. But now imagine if you didn't have to use a drip email sequence, you're just using your actual email that you would normally send someone dependent upon which category they're in, so that it can ultimately resemble you until you're on a phone call or in person meeting with this person. Your AI is taking care of everything else. Everyone in the country wants that across every platform. Every company would want that in their sales division. And so that's coming, and that's going to be a huge game changer.
And I think what's really incredible about it is it takes the effort out of the sales. Imagine just getting a phone call and then taking an order, as opposed to doing all the legwork that's required with emailing, texting, et cetera, or even having your auto emails. Sometimes those auto emails, those drip campaigns, they resonate with maybe 50% of the people on the list, but it doesn't resonate with the other 50. Imagine being able to have data based off the person's previous behavior to speak exactly to that person's personality, and your AI is doing all of that legwork, and then simply qualifying them for when they're ready for a phone call with you. So yeah, some pretty cool things that are happening. We're not ready to announce it yet, but nope. I guess you're the first to hear.
We teased it. So a couple other things you guys have heard of. Agent remarks section, have your transaction coordinator, your admin person who's writing your, it's not agent remarks, client remarks section on your listings. They can obviously do the inputs. A lot of times on those, you have to keep it within a certain amount of characters or words. And so you can just put your major inputs in a bullet list and say, hey, write this really compelling article about this property. You can use it for magazine articles, social media posting, all sorts of different projects that way. I've seen a lot of real estate teams and brokerages taking advantage of it that way.
Yeah, there's a couple. So going into the real estate AI tools, there's a couple of really cool ones that I've used and I've encouraged others to use. So there's virtual staging that you can do. Essentially, you can take pictures of the entire location and then you can wipe all the furniture out and it'll look clean as if it were empty. Or you can replace the furniture with maybe higher end furniture or different styles of furniture. The other thing you can do is you can take a picture, just one picture of each room, and it'll create a floor plan for you automatically. And then it'll create a virtual floor plan that like 3D you can walk through, which is really exciting. You can also do things like kind of give just inputs on what you can do is you can upload the photo. So the input is photos. So let's say you take all these photos, then it'll identify sales features you should include in the copy of that image. So it'll say, focus on the fireplace and here's how to write that copy and focus on, you know, the flooring and it, I notice it's this. And so it'll pull out all of that data for you. So again, you don't have to think, what do I put for this image copy? It automatically does that for you. So there's Flow Plan, F-L-O Plan, Flow Plan. There's virtualstagingai.app. There's listingcopy.ai. There's housecanary.com. There's getfloorplan.com. There's app.runway.com. Those are just some things to go play with. They're pretty incredible platforms.
So that's everyone's homework assignment. I think this episode so far has been like 12 minutes. I think we've totally talked about 25 different links. Sean has a plethora of information around AI, and that's one of the main reasons that we chose to bring him into the Elite Real Estate Systems world. We know AI is going to be a game changer. When Sean got the title CAIO, which we call him Chow, my time in Brazil, Chow means goodbye. I think in some places it means hello and goodbye. But I'm so excited to be able to talk AI, and we will continue this conversation on the podcast. This will be a big conversation a lot of people are having in a very short amount of time. You guys, this is going to be make a huge impact. So start paying attention to AI, how it can transform your business, how it can transform your personal life. There's so many different use cases. If you ask yourself, I wonder if I could use AI for fill in the blank, the answer is yes. So it's just making sure you find the right place. Google it. If you're like, hey, I need an AI solution for XYZ, do a search online and there will be apps that will populate, test them out, see what works for you. If you want more information like this, if you guys found this podcast to be useful, give a shout out to Sean. Please go and rate us. I stopped asking for this and I need to start asking more, but go out to podcasts, the podcast platform you're on, and give us a 5-star review. But more importantly, leave a comment. If you're doing it on Apple, that's going to be the most beneficial for us. We currently continue to rank number one if someone searches team building, which is pretty amazing with how many podcasts are out there. Search team building on your Apple platform and we'll pop up number one, but we want to stay in that number one position. So a great way to pay us back, since we're not charging you to have access to this content, is to just simply go out and give us a 5-star review. If you've already done that, do it again and leave a new comment or an updated comment. Also, Elite Real Estate Systems continues to offer group coaching, one-on-one coaching, and our latest launch of Powered by Elite. For more information about all of those platforms, go out to EliteRealEstateSystems.com. Sean, any closing remarks?
Go play. Go have fun with AI. It's not something to fear. It's something to lean into. Go have fun.
Thank you, Sean. Thanks for coming on the show today. Stay tuned, you guys, for the next episode.